Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Solid. You're right. Jalen was like... Has there
I'm
been
saying,
another...
Not that it can't be done at Memphis with a freshman.
No, you're right.
Jalen
no,
Duren
right.
did it.
Now, he was a freak. He was a lottery pick.
He was.
You know, I mean,
he was.
If you're a lottery pick big... For sure, I'd say maybe.
Yeah,
but
acquaintance is not doesn't seem
right.
He's man childish body wise, but especially offensively, I just don't think he's where Duren was. And Duren wasn't, you know, Duren had a 15 footer, and that's about it.
Exactly. So I think that's part of the consideration. But
might be playing Cissé something again. Maybe
I think we're gonna be. I think we're gonna be playing Cissé something again. I think that's.
I mean, it's got to be about getting back to defense at some point over there.
Memphis kicked the tires last year on Musa.
Right.
So this has been in the works for a while.
Come on home.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's shooting that thing again.
That's what I was saying. Come back to Memphis and be the player you were always destined to be, big guard.
Fulfill the prophecy.
I think you tell, this is how you get Musa done. You say, hey, you come here, you play some point guard next to PJ, you know. Let that thing fly a little bit.
I don't care if the ball doesn't touch his hands on the offensive side.
Clearly, y'all are just intending hold teams to 3%
shooting. Has he changed? I watched him last year. Had changed a bit offensively.
No.
Not a bit.
No. Honestly, you know what? And again, love him to death. But the same was true for DJ when he left Memphis. Like DJ was the same player as a fifth-year senior at Mississippi State that he was as a freshman at Memphis. Actually, probably a little worse.
Yeah, more bought in, though.
Certainly
more
that.
More bought into his role, which made him more valuable.
I mean, his best year was at
but
Memphis
he didn't explode.
In terms of percentages.
Yeah, he didn't explode offensively after he left. That's true.
His first year at Memphis, he shot 39% from three.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't come close to that at Mississippi State. He didn't come close to his average.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his best year was at Memphis.
Yeah.
Best free throw, best from the floor. Everything, honestly. Mm-hmm. So that was just an interesting one. And Moose is kind of the same way.
Now, there was also news about David Jones maintaining his college eligibility.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Not unexpected news about testing the waters, but the maintaining college eligibility, obviously a good thing for Memphis. Not going to sign with an agent, all that, even though I think you can now. Does that even matter anymore? Can't you at least talk to an agent? Set that to the side. He's maintaining his college eligibility.
Yes.
Now, that's good news.
People took that. I don't really know if I would interpret it as good news per se. I guess I would just interpret it as news, at least as it relates to Memphis. Like, because he's a graduate transfer, I believe he has until July the 1st to enter into the portal. And so him maintaining his college eligibility can mean I'll go to the draft, I'll go through the process, and then when I'm done, I can still evaluate whether or not I want to play at Memphis or anywhere else. Like, it's not an equation of, and I saw a little bit of this on social, it's not an equation of NBA draft or Memphis. It's not that. Because I heard some things this morning that seem to suggest that, you know, there's a lot of smoke out there about David Jones, right? And usually where there is smoke, there is fire. So it's not going to be, I mean, it's going to be one of those deals where you have to commit basically all of your NIL because you're going to have competition. You're going to have big competition. I heard a school with $3 million in NIL is interested in David Jones. You know, So
you're not giving $3 million to him.
No, I'm just saying like that's what
somebody
their
that's got
is.
That
yeah.
in their pot. Yeah. In their pot. Who knows
yeah.
what's
right.
been assigned to others?
Exactly right. Very very fair. But they're going to be desperate teams out there, right? I think Memphis is desperate. So who? It's a good spot for David Jones. Right? I mean, that's who's winning in all this.
Mm-hmm.
A, I think I would be hard pressed to think he wouldn't be able to get something somewhere with an NBA team. I mean, I could be wrong. But somewhere, a spot. Now, does he want to go grind for that right now? Or does he want to, wait, you know, take the easy money in college, average 25 a game somewhere?
Well, especially if the market value for you can go up in terms of your,
yes.
your college value.
Yes. And, I don't know what.
A bidding war.
Like, what's a two-way contract worth, by the way, which is easy?
They can be up to $500,000.
Okay.
But I don't. They're not all like that, I don't believe. I know Lester's first year, I was looking at it, made $58,000. But then he cashed in. Got a real contract this year, is paying him $500 something. Now I think that's a real deal, 1 year contract
yes.
he's got now.
So the way it's structured now is two way contracts. You now have three that
everybody's
you can carry.
Got three.
Used to be that two, right?
Be two. Yes.
So now it's half of the rookie minimum. So that's $559 million.
Yeah.
So can he make more than $559 million? I mean, that would be a lot, bro. I mean, that would be a lot for the for a college basketball player. I'm not saying that there aren't.
Is that the max, or is that a standard two-way?
So the way that it's written is that that's just what the two-way contract is. So
half of the
yeah
minimum.
Yeah. Because I think like it used to be like if you only played a certain amount.
Yeah, there were levels
on the active roster or something. Mm. So like, is that? But it doesn't say can't be up to. It says two-way players are eligible to be up to be active for up to 50 of their team's 82 regular season games. If a team isn't carrying a full 15-man, two-way players can only be active for a combined 90 games. So players on two-way contracts will earn $559, $782 in 23-24. So I don't know, again, if that – I feel like it used to be it depends on how many games you were on the bench for. They could pay you up to, but – maybe that was like a 10-day. So I'm not entirely sure. But that math is going to come into the equation. Two-way contract's not easy to get. I mean, there's only three per team.
Well, you know, you're in the top six for the kid from Nova, too.
TJ Bamba.
Who
exactly.
takes shots.
Very much so.
And so does Kobe Rogers. And
yep.
so does PJ Haggerty.
Exactly.
So you're just starting to wonder, you know, how high would you go to bring back David Jones, especially if other schools are throwing much more at it, and you've already got three guys.
Precise.
That's, again, you don't know. Bamba, you're only in top six,
Precise.
So that's not done. But you've got now some guys that are going to plan on taking shots, and that's getting, you know, you don't want to be in a situation where you were like in last year where you brought over a bunch of guys who were one options and expecting to be the one option.
Exactly right.
So is it, you know, maybe they're already –
then do you have an inclination?
Yeah, maybe I don't. If this is a plan B or an adjustment, whatever it is, but maybe
yeah.
you have an inclination that
yeah, because there's
sort
no
of
way
where you've been the whole time, sort of been working under the assumption he's not back.
Exactly, because there's no way you're having TJ Bamba, Kobe Rogers, PJ Haggerty, and David Jones.
Just all four of those guys don't seem to fit to me.
That's like, have you learned nothing? Right?
Clearly, they're in on Bamba.
Exactly.
You know, so
now
you've already got Kobe and PJ in the fold.
How in there they are, you know. I don't know. I really don't know. But
the other schools there, it was Oregon that could offer him
mm-hmm.
as much, right?
Mm-hmm.
You figure.
Mm-hmm.
But the other schools weren't great, were they? And did Florida just pick up somebody?
They picked up Elijah Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Was Florida on?
Maybe I'm making that up. Maybe not.
I feel like they might.
I remember the other schools I didn't think were much of a threat. Maybe Florida's less of one. Maybe I'm making that up.
Florida was there. Kentucky,
so.
Louisville, Stanford, Florida, Memphis, Oregon.
Oregon's one of the six.
So,
and they
added
a guy.
Look, Kentucky and Louisville really need players. So it feels like they, you know, Oregon.
The desperation.
It was like a top four now because Florida just took Elijah Martin. So mm-hmm. I think you kind of take them off the list. So, okay. So now you got, will you beat out Kentucky, Louisville, Memphis, Oregon? Kentucky, I think, is definitely, like, under Cal. I'd say Mark Pope, he's taking players from Drexel now, dude.
Saw that.
Oh, my. Oh, my. It's a new world.
Also, our man Jonathan Pierre over finished. He's going to Belmont.
Yes.
He's Belmont, Jalen Young, Vermont.
Yes.
Okay.
More appropriate levels for those two, I would say.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You asked a D2 guy to step up and play at Memphis. It's not going to, it's, you know, that's why I always said, like, that would be a 2-year thing, if anything, you know. And he had some moments, I guess, hit some shots against Temple. But everybody was hitting shots against Temple. They were throwing games.
That's true.
So, and I think that one particularly.
Them folks might have beat the books. They beat U.S. Integrity. Nothing's come down on that.
Nothing has. I don't think they've found anything.
As much as they've been investigated.
Yeah. Anyway, got some draft news. We'll get into that as it is Jason's week. This is Jason's week.
Oh, I've been living for this.
We got to get the Commodores for you, bro.
It's like Christmas coming.
This. Yeah, yes. What, bro? That's how it sounds.
Mm. Yo, line.
No. I know how it ended. I know how the song goes. Jason just made a stink face at me, which I think is, again, I'm just going to say we're going to put that in the HR file, racist.
You should be right in there with that Chet Holmgren SGA commercial.
Okay, that's
that
blasphemous.
Didn't you say how
that's
bad?
That's blasphemous.
That's what you sound
that you
like
put
sometimes.
Me in that
and
group?
You reminded me when you
that
played
you
the,
put me in that
the Musa Cisse song, he was off-key in
it was,
that thing,
it was awful.
Too.
Yeah.
He
was off-key
off in that thing, too.
I totally agree that was embarrassing.
It's jarring.
I've had listeners point out Jason is actually a very good singer. He was in the choir.
Choir.
Well, Jason has the, what is it?
Baritone.
Jason has the baritone. Yeah.
Great voice.
Again, I know that because I was a singer.
I'm tone deaf. I don't know. I can't do anything about it. Now, sing for us.
You'd stick out in a gospel choir.
Sing for us.
Just off key. I'm not going. I don't sing on demand for you, boy. So,
I think I have the cut here. This is fun.
No. This I want to hear a live performance, man.
I'm not going to sing this. This is done. It's in the books. Yeah, now we might have to bring it back.
Now what do I have to do to get you to sing live again? What will it take?
Dude, I resent you too much for all the time you're about to take off. I'm not going to sing for you.
Can you sing me?
What I'm doing is saving words. I'm preserving words.
Can you sing me a goodbye song?
Yeah, we'll do that on Friday. It won't be
Everyone
fun.
Everyone knows.
Listen to that baritone voice. There it is right there. I'm on wax.
Direction.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
it is. Still in his heart
somewhere.
I hope
Moose is thinking about you.
He wanna
thinking
go
about
there.
A return to Memphis.
You sound like an audio book, like a,
everybody
I don't
say,
know, like
say
a
something,
old-fashioned.
Something, say something.
I think even Chris Stapleton was impressed.
See, say something.
How
well,
then.
See something.
Yeah.
He don't want to get caught up in the middle of it.
Now, I did recognize that I was taken away from the song. You can tell because bowed out.
Away a little bit.
I think later you found sort of found your spot.
Caught up in the rhythm of it.
Hey, you got
you
key there.
Me, he can't help
I don't
himself.
Think so.
Nope. No, he can't That's, help himself. This,
you,
no,
you can join
no,
up.
No.
There you go. See, you find it.
Caught
you find
up
it.
In the rhythm
that was a
of
good
it.
Time.
Maybe he looking for something.
That's the last time I was having fun doing this show.
We were happy that
Maybe
we were laughing about him leaving.
He can't
now we need
have.
Him back.
Two-way. We do.
Yeah, and he doesn't need to score points. That's what's the good news, right? You
well,
don't
yeah,
need points at all.
Because unfortunately he can't. Sometimes
remember, because we got a scouting report about his three-point ability before he started on the roster. And then
he's going to come here and be that player.
He has very small, hard hands.
Sometimes right.
That also affects his
ball.
Ability. Right, to be an
to
offensive impact guy.
At all.
That was a good time. All right, we'll come back. Sometimes Jason and John, Artie Turner, FM, ESPN.
Say something is to do nothing at all.
And we are getting new information as to who the next edition could possibly be. The University of Memphis has reached out to
the way you've sold this, it better be good.
Oh, it's good.
Is it?
Oh, it's good.
Good for who? All of us or just you?
At 7'1", 216 pounds.
Skinny.
Having averaged 6.8 points, 8 rebounds, and 1.9 blocks a game. Ladies and gentlemen, the University of Memphis has reached out to
is home of the Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies, 92.9 FM ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That movement has changed the movement of the city of Memphis.
If that is your life, you need to get them on the schedule. Get yourself on the schedule and have them out there at your house, help you with the move. I've used them every time I've ever moved since I've been here at 92.9, and I'm glad I did. They made it so much easier for me, made it so much more convenient. I couldn't even imagine doing it now with two kids. Trying to chase them around. Impossible. Don't make that same mistake. 316-6196 is the phone number. Get on the schedule and book them now. It's Blacktop Moving. They're changing moving the city of Memphis. Call today. Can you feel the Commodores, man?
I do. Always feel.
Thursday night. Thursday night. You know what I mean? You have 32 NFL teams. You're walking down with Roger Goodell.
Yep.
Number one and number nine.
See the commercials with him and Eminem?
Oh, is it in Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Roger Goodell's going to step to the podium, and he's going to say, Fade Brad. No, he's not going to say that. He's not going to say that. He's going to say, with the number one overall pick, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, the University of Southern California. And it is in that moment that you will experience something that any NFL fan and every NFL fan only can dream of experiencing, which is hope for the future. That in the arm of a young Caleb Williams rests potential Super Bowls, potential division championships, potential excitement once again for a franchise that has been deprived of it for so long.
That's right.
That one that once felt this with Justin Fields, but never truly watched it, saw it materialize. No. This is your life. Not as a Bears fan, but as an American man. This is it. On Thursday night, 6 o'clock, 92.9 FM ESPN. This is your life. And for me, what will be my life? Most likely, spitting at my television when the number 13 pick is announced.
Y'all going to do something. You're going to move up or do something.
We're going to do something.
Yeah.
We're going to sit there.
You have to get a quarterback. Y'all can't just take an offensive lineman in the spot that you're in, can you? That'd be boring.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do, bro. Antonio Pierce.
But Jaden Daniels, they say, wants to play for y'all. And his former Arizona State, I guess he was the defensive coordinator?
Yeah, a linebacker coach or something. Yeah,
something at that point. when Jaden was there before he transferred.
A good call.
He wants to play for his old coach.
Exactly. As long as he demands that and says, I'm not playing for any other team other than the Raiders, he'll follow us at 13.
You guys need to focus on Penix. On getting him.
Yeah.
Don't trade away like two future first, three, you know, your whole future for, you know, trying to move up to get Jaden Daniels, because they're going to ask for a fortune to go up and get him. Get Penix.
Right.
You won't have to spend, you know, you mortgage your whole future as a franchise, and you may end up with a quarterback who's pretty darn good. Anyway. Yes, well, draft is coming. Bears also have the 9
Jason pick. Trying to sell me on some garbage. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Why don't you try to sell me on some more garbage? I mean, Michael Penix, man. I mean, in a draft that includes Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. You trying to get me excited about Penix?
Well, you're forgetting, like, how good he looked in terms of the with the legs and athletic, you know, recovered from those two ACLs in his pro day. You know, that was a big part of what's got him possibly going to go in the first round.
I'm just thinking about the championship game. That's all I'm thinking about. Dude looked terrible. Had his worst game.
Yeah, he was banged up, John. Yeah, like three different. And he had
I'll draft him in the fourth round.
Kid was banged up by that time.
I'll draft him in the fourth round.
Yeah, well, he'll be gone by then.
Will that work for you?
Nah, he'll be gone by then.
So, anyway, yes.
Like NFL, Spencer Rattler back that far.
Hey. I mean, you know what? That's fine with me.
Okay.
Just something. He once was the number one overall pick many, many moons ago. He was projected. Not anymore, but he did have all the hype at one time. Yeah, the NFL draft is on Thursday. It starts at 2. Now, we all know what the Bears are doing. Justin Fields is now in Pittsburgh, so they have no choice but to draft Caleb Williams. Will you be getting a Caleb Williams jersey? Has it reached that level for you?
It's scary. It really is. Got Chris the Justin Fields. We were up there before the season last year and thinking it's going to be the year for Justin. I probably do better getting a DJ Moore.
Okay.
Who's locked in for two more
Certainly
years.
Certainly a very interesting decision.
You know, again, yeah, you do better probably getting the receiver. I don't know. I have high hopes for Kevin.
How about a little Keenan Allen jersey? Can we get that for
him? Nah, he's a rental.
He is a rental.
He'll be there for 1 year, which makes a lot of sense for the Bears to take another receiver at 9. Get Roma Dunsey because you'll be getting Keenan Allen for 1 year.
You would rather have.
He'll be 33 his next, you know.
Right.
Getting
right,
longer
right.
tooth coming off a career year. But that's, he'll want, if he has another great year, Johnny's going to want command a ton of money after this last year of his deal. My guess is we move on from him, and that's where a Romy could slide on in there.
You would rather have Roma Dunsey than Brock Bowers?
Yes. Roma's a one, bro. Brock Bowers is a big receiver. You know, going to play some tight end for you. Rome is a one. And, frankly, you'd have him and DJ Moore. You'd have two ones. That's after you're done with Keenan Allen. So, yes. And then for 1 year, you're going to have three number ones. I would take Rome over Brock Bowers, who everybody has going to the Jets.
Yeah. I think that would, you know, I'd be happy with either.
Or we got Komet. We got Gerald Everett at tight end.
Bro, yeah. Gerald Everett is a carcass.
No, he's not, man. He's still a mismatch.
Wow. Brock Bowers might be Gronk. And you're going to pass up on Gronk for Gerald Everett?
No, we're paying a lot of money to Cole Kmet.
You did commit a lot of money to him.
He's getting high tight end
Bro, dude,
dollars.
Run back the Gronk, Aaron Hernandez, two tight end sets.
Dude, don't, again, fix your own offense.
No.
We got weapons.
I identify as a Bears fan, dude. All right? I've been with this team for at least 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the trenches with these guys. So
you sound silly saying that the Bears should go after Brock then.
Well,
so you're going to need
some
course correction.
Okay, but you guys have DJ Moore,
be with us.
Darnell Mooney. You have
Mooney's gone.
Oh, damn it.
That's Keenan Allen is now your two.
All right. So do you really, I guess.
Yes, because Keenan Allen is a rental. Roma Dunsey. Yes. You're going to have three number ones basically and two after you're done with Keenan Allen.
You don't have a more pressing need than receiver though at 8 or 9?
Perhaps at their edge rusher. If you want to take Dallas Turner and one of the other guys, you need somebody
You're
on the
9,
other side
right?
of Montez Sweat. Yes, 9.
Yeah, I would go edge rusher because I think like you could always draft the receiver the next year. I don't think you think Adunze is like this big game changer.
I do.
Okay, all right. Well, if you do, then take him there. But I think if Caleb Williams is awesome, just like we see with Mahomes, it really ain't gonna matter who he's throwing to. I mean, DJ Moore made Justin Fields at times look like a competent quarterback.
You know, imagine what he'd do with a real one.
No, I think it helps a young quarterback having those veteran guys.
Right.
You know, he ain't Patrick Mahomes yet.
Right.
Where you can go out there and just do it with anything.
You right.
Aaron Rodgers, you have to get to a certain level to be able to do that. So I think early on, a la Stephon Diggs with Josh Allen, you know, A.J. Brown with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Having the veteran receiver with the young QB is the way to go.
Exactly. Yeah, fair enough.
And you find out if he can be a guy that can make receivers, forge receivers.
I realize, like, you don't like talking about the draft because you know what we're about to do. We're about to make insane noise, even at 13. I know that's why you don't want to talk about it.
I love talking draft right now.
Because, I mean, the winner of the draft is going to be us at 13, bro. We're going to draft that dude from Oregon State. You see what he's doing, blowing folks off the line, bro? It's crazy.
Questions is Joe Alt going to even be there for the Titans, who everybody has, you know, pretty much everybody's had mocked to them.
Yeah. No, I think the Chargers are going to draft him, right?
There's a good chance.
I mean, that's what I would do. That'd be my, like, you got to.
If they don't trade down.
Yeah, because Herbert gets hurt every year. So, you know, he's got the wrist, he's got the ribs, he's got the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got to keep that dude healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it should be the priority.
So that would be what I'm doing.
A lot of people think Harbaugh is going to allow a team like Minnesota to come up and get his boy J.J. McCarthy from Michigan.
Right.
And move back.
Right.
So then can you still do, you know, Alt and everything else if you're moving back? Depends on how far you go back. Can't do it if you're driving back to Minnesota spot. He'll be gone.
Exactly.
So some question there. Just like there's question at two with which quarterback do you take, Jaden or Drake May, if you're the Commanders?
Yeah. And I think both are pretty – both have their question marks. I think the ceiling is just higher for Jaden.
Oh, my gosh, yes. To me, it's not a question.
But it's just
if it's the choice of those two, I'm taking Jaden all day.
Right. No, it'll be a fun. I mean, I think there will be a run on quarterbacks in the first round. I think, you know, you'll see some trades in the back half of the first round. I think you'll see some activity. It'll be a fun one.
And what you know, after we saw, and I guess it's if I'm gonna apply this logic, then the same thing could be applied to sort of the Bears, but because you have new leadership, you know, Patriots went and got Mac Jones, didn't have a plan. They're going to have a plan for Drake May? It's new leadership. You know, it's Mayo now. You know, it's but you really going to have a plan for Drake May? That could go the way of Mac Jones if you do. So I'd be scared of Drake May.
Yeah, I'm not sold.
That's just me, though.
I mean, again.
I got more faith in Penix than I do Drake May.
It's simplified, to be clear, but like when you do it in the SEC against SEC defenses versus doing it in the ACC with like not NFL talent, like that's not, you're not seeing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same as how many NFL players are playing the SEC on defense. It weighs more to me. Like when CJ Stroud did, well, he said this every time, but it's true. When CJ Stroud did it against Georgia, even though they didn't win, like, oh, okay, this dude is legit because that team had 10 friggin' NFL players on it and on defense. You know, LSU, same thing. You're doing it against Alabama. So you're doing it against, you know, and he got hurt, but he was still playing really well against Alabama. It was that defense that couldn't do its job before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it would be Jaden Daniels for me over Drake May. What else are we looking for in the draft? Anything specifically?
That's pretty much it. And then, how many quarterbacks go in the first round?
Right.
You know, is somebody going to take a chance on a Bo Nix? Those guys down later on.
Exactly.
I have no faith in Bo Nix either.
We'll have Adam Chernoff on a little bit later in the week to see if we can find a few bets on the draft. And cause the only problem with the draft it's so juicy. All these bets are like -200, -250. Like, you know, because again, this isn't AI generated. You're not using models. It's a information based game. So if you have the information, I mean, you're going to have the edge.
Was it Shams last year that tried to come in, or was that 2 years ago? Tried to get in there and missed one and then backed out.
I think that was the NBA draft, wasn't it?
No. That's his. That wouldn't have made any difference. Shams, of course, is going to be him and Woj always do the NBA draft. I'm talking about it feels like he tried to come in on NFL either last year or 2 years ago. Had the first couple, I want to say, then missed one and backed out.
He broke Bryce Young.
Uh-huh. Then I think he made a mistake at some point.
All right, I'm pulling it up.
I'm asking to ask if he's going to be back. Because Shams had come in, and he's tweeting out the picks beforehand like he does in the NBA draft. We're like, holy cow. And then he missed one or something. Maybe it was the trade.
He reported that the Cardinals were selecting Will Anderson.
And they didn't. That was the trade with with Houston,
the Texans drafted him.
And he backed out.
Exactly.
After that.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he'll be back.
And then he quit.
Yeah, and he caught hell for it, too. I'm telling you. He caught hell for it on social media. Stay on your side. Stay with him. You're trying to blow the, do this on.
Woj messed the NBA draft up 2 years ago. Remember
we know about Bankero in that store, wasn't that?
He had Jabari going one.
Right. You told us about that.
On the day of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's his territory.
Yeah.
That's Shams' territory. This was those guys coming into the NFL draft. It was a little weird.
Yes.
Woj knows not to mess with it.
Yeah. Anyway, the NFL draft starts on Thursday. Jason will be in Detroit live for us.
Man, I wish I could be.
Yeah. You want a Caleb Williams auto? You want a Caleb Williams USC auto trading card?
I'd love one.
Would you? Wouldn't you just rather wait for the Bears edition?
Either way, whatever you think.
Okay.
Whatever's worth more.
Yeah, probably it's going to be the Bears for sure. Because college stuff, for whatever reason, doesn't go for as much. I guess because people just move on, right? They like want the pro stuff. They want the professional.
Dude, I was this weekend, my pastor, he had a whole bunch of old cards, right? Mm-hmm. So he puts them on the Collects app. And, dude, he's hitting cards that are worth $145,
wow.
$200. Yes, old school. Out of like 90-something, okay?
Like who?
I'd have to pull them up.
Like NBA players?
No. These are NFL guys. His cards were NFL guys. That were
wow.
huge. So then I've got a bunch of old 90s and 91s, the score cards that I hadn't done anything with
and
buried. So Chris and I are like, oh, we got to go find them. We might have thousands of dollars.
You might.
You know, once we scan this thing in, just in terms of average value before we sell. Dude, I got Cortez, Kennedy, and everything else. My things are worth a dollar.
Yeah.
$1.07.
Not worth the paper they were printed on.
Nothing, bro.
Yeah.
We had nothing. And yet he's texting me. He's hitting on ones that are, triple in the hundreds.
Wow.
And had thousands, I think, eventually worth of it has to be the type of card. I think his upper decks were doing better than my, I can't remember what mine were, but they must have been some generic, bro.
Right.
I can't get a grasp for it. Stuff that I think is not going to be worth anything is worth a lot more than I think it's going to be, and stuff that I think should be worth something is nothing.
Exactly.
Makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
Understand why you're trying to get in and master this game all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a grind. There's no doubt about it. And the licensing is changing. So are you probably have no
Look
idea.
Look at this. A Seau, 145.
That's worth.
That's average now. The average 145.
What's so special about that card?
I have no. It's an upper deck. I don't know. It doesn't even look all that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's Taquio Spikes as well on that. Is it a duo?
Then he's got a Bettis. That's 125. It's an upper deck.
Wow.
Jerome Bettis. Just buried in his stuff because he was interested in this Collects app we had because, of course, he's got all these old cards. He scans them in. He's hitting left and right. You guys may have something that's worth major, or you may not, because I've got that same old box of old cards, and all mine were junk. So I cannot figure out what the I can't put my finger on it, man. This card collecting business, John, it's tough to figure out.
Yeah, it is. But at any rate, I'm buying. Travis Hunter Jr. buying. Shedeur Sanders. I'm buying. That's what I'm in on right now.
Look at my
Paige Beckers.
See my Cortez Kennedy? That's me. See what it's worth?
Oh, yeah, that's huge. That's
What's Cortez worth?
$1.07.
Oh, yes. Rest in peace, Cortez.
The class of 1990. I think I'm getting a rookie thing.
I think it's because they put class in quotes. Like, what's that all about? It was the class. It's not like the class.
My cards are score.
Right. The score's still out.
I don't. Those haven't done well
low
for
end.
Me.
They're
yeah,
low they're, end.
They
yeah.
have to be low end.
Yeah, they
it's
were,
my type of card.
They were probably $1.07 when you bought them. I mean, realistically,
them junks have gone down.
Them junks, in terms of actual dollar amount value, no doubt about it. But see, that's what I would love to do, right? I would love to be in your situation because as a Raider, I collect Raiders cards, right? Like,
I got a whole bunch that they ain't worth nothing. But if you just want some Raiders,
no, I don't.
You want
just
valuable Raiders?
Yeah, like
cards.
I've got like a.
You're just looking for old teams.
I've got like a PSA 10 Jamarcus Russell rookie card, bro. One of my pride and joys. A Davante Adams downtown. Everybody knows about that one. I've got Sebastian Janikowski auto. National Treasure. I've got
good grief.
Darren McFadden rookie card.
Yeah.
I don't want the 90s Raiders. I want like the bad mid 2000s. I'm talking Charlie Garner. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Tyrone Wheatley.
That's what I want.
I might have some of that.
All right. But see, I would love to have a guy like, you know, I could go after in the trade, in the card market, like Caleb Williams. I could collect Caleb Williams if I was drafting Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they draft Michael Penix, I'll get after that. But,
you should, man. He's going to be better than you think.
But man, like, that's a great situation. And it's, you're just carrying the franchise. You have a whole new set of optimism. But Thursday is the first night of the NFL draft. Should be fun.
Next story.
So it was last night, I believe, that I was watching Ernie and Shaq and Kenny and Charles read all of the finalists for the NBA awards. We now have those officially. We've gone through who the betting favorites were in a lot of those instances. But Luka, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Nikola Jokic are the finalists for MVP. Figure Jokic is going to win. That one would be third in 4 years for him after Embiid won it last year. Defensive Player of the Year, Adebayo, Rudy Gobert, Wembanyama. It's hard to go against Rudy Gobert because he's on the best defense in the league.
Yep.
I mean, pretty much with Minnesota. I guess that's arguable, but stat-wise, I think they're right there at number one, so it's hard to go against Gobert. Ernie Johnson had Wembanyama, and it's amazing that he's up for that as a rookie, Victor Wembanyama. He's also obviously up for Rookie of the Year, going to win that. Some have a little bit of a problem with Chet Holmgren being up for this award, considering that he sort of got a red shirt year last year. I got no problem with it. Reggie Miller's one of those guys that says, well, you're around the organization, you're within, you know, you're doing weightlifting and in training and everything else in the organization, you shouldn't be considered a rookie in what's technically year two for you. I got no problem. It's him, it's Brandon Miller, it's Wembanyama. Wembanyama's going to win that one. Clutch Player of the Year, Steph Curry, DeMar DeRozan, Gilgeous-Alexander. Ernie had DeMar DeRozan because he, in clutch time, he's good. The Bulls suck, though. And so, again, picking DeMar DeRozan as Clutch Player of the Year seems silly. I'd give it to SGA because SGA ain't winning MVP. Sixth Man of the Year was Monk, Bobby Portis, Naz Reid. Those are your finalists. Y'all know how much I love Malik Monk. And then Most Improved was Brad's guy, Tyrese Maxey, Kobe White, and then Sengun, Alperen Sengun. Coach of the Year, Chris Finch, Mark Dagnalt, and then Jamal Mosley. Who would you go with on Coach of the Year?
Probably got to go Dagnalt.
Of the number one seed, yeah. OKC Thunder, I would agree with that.
Yeah, go Dagnalt. Although, you know, I think, you know, Jamal has done a good job. You know, Jamal's done a good job with the roster that he has. It's pretty limited, bro. I mean, they've gotten better year to year, but they're not there yet in terms of, you know, as the five seed. They're just not quite there yet. If he was a top three, I think he'd have a better case.
And then Joe Mazzulla not among the three finalists for Coach of the Year, despite winning a league best 64 games. I'm fine with that. I don't think it's some big omission that Mazzulla's not on there. A lot of that team is doing the work.
Yeah.
With that squad, he inherited quite a situation there. So, for the most part, thought they got the finalists right. Shaq did call us the Chicago Bills, which was awful.
Not great.
Yeah.
But I mean, Chuck doesn't know what the hell he's talking about either. He was like, I was watching him last night, and he said, like Stuart Scott said, smoother than the other side of the pillow. And they said, and Shaq was like, yeah, only Chuck could mess up a quote, you know.
That's half of the show is just the two of them jabbing at each other.
It is. Which is, you know, I mean, it's good. It's a good show. I enjoy it, you know.
Charles said something about Shaq having a piece of chicken. He's got, I got a piece of chicken for your fat ass. Just like they're at the barbershop. Right before they go to commercial, for your fat ass.
I used to think, I think there was a time where they genuinely did not like each other. I think there was, and I think they had, obviously you work together so often now you have a new respect, but those two are, it's like, it is hilarious, man. Two fat dudes calling the other fat.
Mm-hmm.
Now Shaq is less fat today than he used to be. He's gotten in much better shape.
Oh, he's in considerably better shape than Charles.
Chuck not so much.
Yeah, who just feel like he's
whatever.
Let go.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's definitely
enjoyed that team over the weekend.
Yeah.
Always do. It's always fun with those four.
Yeah, and I prefer my games on on TNT because I'm not sure if anybody else experiences this, but the HD on ABC for me is very much like it's worse, like on my TV.
Really?
Yeah, like TNT HD is so much better. ABC HD is like damn near grainy. I don't know what the explanation is, but it's like this does not look like HD to me. It's not sharp. It's not Now, maybe my picture settings are off. I don't know, but it's I don't have that problem on TNT. On TNT, it's fine. Now, I have a big TV. It's 75 inches, so I understand that it's not going to be the, you know, the crispest, sharpest picture on the planet. But, I mean, it's ABC, right? It's an over-the-air network. It should be good, and it's not.
I like Jalen Rose better than Perk on that crew.
Okay.
Isn't that it? Because it's Wilbon, Perk, Stephen A., and Malika, right? Isn't that the new crew for ABC? Yeah, they were better with Jalen.
Yeah.
I liked the old crew better.
It was,
and that's another reason why I'll tune into TNT more for that studio. I'll prefer that studio crew over ABC's right now. Wilbon just gives you the old, columnist emeritus, remember the Bulls back in '90s, and this, he gives you the history.
Yes, he does.
Stephen A. and Perk just kind of, do their. There's not much there.
Yeah.
To draw me in.
I'll run through some thoughts here while we're on the subject of NBA. We could just make this the next story, Brad, while we're on the topic. I'll just give you my
next story
outlook here. Cleveland's going to move on. They're going to win the series against the Magic, maybe in four.
Imagine need to do something with that team and their guards. They got to consolidate and spit out some of the junk.
Absolutely
and get,
right.
And get something else up in there.
Do you know what they need to do?
On the perimeter.
They need to throw a bag at Klay Thompson. I know he's old.
I wasn't thinking that kind of timeline on you. It doesn't match the timeline, but you need perimeter help. Maybe he can come in. But I'm not keeping Cole Anthony. He does nothing for – I'll keep Suggs because defensively –
Suggs you keep. Gary Harris, you do not.
Gary Harris is gone.
Fultz, you do not.
And so what is Klay coming to help mature Suggs? I mean,
he's a champ. He's a champ. He still has something left. He was good.
Suggs needs help.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. And Klay just went 0-10 in that play-in game.
I think, but that's not.
He can provide some leadership and everything else, but I'm just that does Klay move them forward? I don't know if he moves them forward.
I think he would help them in this
somebody
series.
Somebody more young and dynamic.
You don't think Klay would help them in this
what
series?
What about Donovan Mitchell? Ain't he a free agent?
Aren't
people saying he's out of Cleveland?
He's a winner.
I think they could talk themselves into that's the kind of dynamic perimeter player that they need. Because they got front line, bro. They got Wagner and they got Banchero.
Right.
They need to figure out something with those guards. You've been drafting those point guards over, and now it's come back to bite you.
Right. No, I mean,
you got a bunch of guys that don't make any sense down that backcourt.
Yeah. So I think Cleveland gets this done. They wrap this up in four. I will say Knicks in six. Knicks in six feels right to me. I will say Nuggets in five. I will say the Lakers take one, my God, mercifully. Nuggets in five. Suns in seven. How you like them apples?
No, man.
How you like them apples? You like them apples, how they taste? KD veteran. I think they win on Tuesday.
Did you see KD smiling, looking into the eyes of Anthony Edwards as he was barking at him?
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards barking at his idol, his own idol.
He called him an old A. In.
But with all respect, though.
It was great. It was great.
That's his idol.
That's so good.
That's literally his idol.
I love Ant-Man.
Bro, he has elevated to my favorite player in the league.
He is fun.
I'm sorry. It is. It's Ant Edwards. And it's because
over LaRavia?
Yeah, over LaRavia. No, it's over Ja.
Wow.
It's over Ja.
Whose attorneys, by the way, withdrew from his trial.
Yeah, including Ballin, including Rebecca Adelman. So... Ja has been vindicated in the sense that for those of us that said he should settle, this is in the news, and that alone is a bad PR hit and everything else, he's going to come out of this scot-free because they're going to have to drop the case. It's going to look good for, the fact that he could use the self-defense, and that's been applied for, that was a court win. Didn't mean it was over, but now, I mean, Adelman doesn't want to go on, Ballin doesn't want to go on. I'm not sure of the exact reasons why they're dropping him, but, yeah, if you're Holloway, doesn't look like anybody wanted to work with you because they don't think you got much of a case because Ja can apply the self-defense rule.
Right.
As Chumney has ruled. So it doesn't seem like they got much of a case here anymore. And Ja said when the truth came out, he'd be vindicated on this one. And I mean, he is. He's had to pay for attorneys and everything else. But in the end, it doesn't look like he's going to have to pay the Holloways a dime.
Yeah, I guess I would hope not. I mean, after all this, I feel like, that would be an unfortunate conclusion. But yes, I like the Suns. You like the Timberwolves. How many games are you going to give them?
I'll give Timberwolves six.
All right, they get it done in six. Bucks in five.
You better get Devin Booker going in that for the Suns.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have to. He'll wake up. Yeah, I'll say Mavs in seven.
No.
No?
No, I'm going Clippers.
Again, I'm just going to chalk that one up to racism on your part. Celtics in four. I mean, I think that's a wrap. I'll go Thunder in six. Thunder in six.
I'm on the Thunder side.
Yeah. I think the Pelicans take a couple from them, though. I think they kind of make it an interesting series. Maybe they win game two. Although, what's very interesting, that if you notice, right, in the playoffs, and I guess this makes sense because it's the same team and it's only spaced apart by a day, but the numbers, the spreads are the same, right? So regardless of the margin of victory, mm-hmm. like, for example, the Magic got beat by 15, 14, or whatever the final was. I don't remember. But they opened at the same number that game one closed. So you're not seeing, you know, you're not seeing some reaction. You know, you just don't, you know, I guess the Bucks-Pacers changed a little bit. Bucks went from plus 1.5 to minus 1.5 now. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of it. But that's just crossing through zero. It's not a huge, it's not like you're going from plus 1.5 to 3, for example. So that is like the Mavs are still favored in game two, minus 2. Like, regardless of, yeah, they got clocked by the Clippers. Yeah, they had 8 points in the second quarter. Didn't matter. Do you find that interesting? That the spreads don't adjust based on the result?
Yeah.
I kind of find it interesting, too. Like, because I think there are some, like the Magic result in first game, that one would concern me. The Celtics versus the Heat, that for the Heat, like, they have no firepower. How are they going to score in this series? You know? Mm. They had 94 freaking points. And the Celtics kind of got cold from three. I mean, you see what can happen when that thing is humming. So I don't know. It's just interesting. But NBA playoffs resume tonight, 6 o'clock on NBA TV. Magic and Cavs. You got one more?
Yeah, one more.
Next story.
Spring game happened over the weekend on Saturday over at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, University of Memphis football spring game, and it's, you know, really the talk of it was not just what was going on in the field, but obviously FedEx unveiled its new deal with Memphis. We talked about that on Friday, just an absolutely huge deal for Memphis Athletics, that whole athletic department, but particularly going to help football, $25 million over 5 years, a pledge of $5 million a year to help with NIL. Football, men's basketball, women's sports, including women's soccer, going to benefit from that. And, yes, it was rolled out. That plan was rolled out. It had been announced officially on Friday. As far as on the field, Mario Anderson's the stud you expected him to be. Starter at South Carolina last year, comes in and has a 43-yard catch and run on his first touch. Just kind of showing you he's on a completely different level in terms of where he's coming from and what he's going to be on this year. 14-6 was a low-scoring game. Seth Hennigan did play on two drives. Both resulted in touchdowns out there. And, of course, Ryan Silverfield just absolutely giddy. Just with the momentum, not just what was going on in the field, what he's got in the transfer portals, he's going to have to get a little bit more. But obviously the momentum Memphis now has coming off of a 10-win season, stadium renovations on the way. He's armed now with a new contract extension. So things looking pretty good. And again, you're going to be picked to click in the AAC. I don't see how Memphis is not the overwhelming favorite, preseason favorite to win the conference. And then in terms of being the group of five representative in the college football playoff, they were talking about that too out there on Saturday. They're not, you know, they're not pushing away or trying to dim expectations over there. They realize now they're armed with everything they need. From Ryan with the contract extension all the way down to NIL, there are no excuses in terms of being expected to be at the top of the AAC. And so Chandler Martin did not play the stud on defense. He's coming off of surgery, but that's all precaution. He should be fine by the time the season starts. And, yeah, man, be interesting to see how it all unfolds. Not many. I think we still don't have a number on this, maybe because it's zero. Program is going to be starting a fourth-year starter at quarterback like Memphis is, and certainly nothing in the AAC like that. So, again, you may have the preseason AAC Player of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year, and Seth Hennigan. I would think chance at being, because Chandler Martin was first team, I want to tell you all AAC last year, chance to have the defensive preseason player of the year, too, on that side. And so, man, there's a lot to like about where Memphis football is right now. And they've for now, it's done for the spring after Saturday's spring game.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. We're going to do the Respect Burgers, and then Jason Fitz going to join us at 125. There are reports now coming out, Jason, that the Pats are
very interested in trading out of three.
They should. Because Drake May there is not a future for them. They need picks. They need weapons. They need a lot.
Yeah.
So
or maybe they don't, if it's Drake May or Jaden Daniels, I guess it. I don't know. There's now reports from some people that JJ McCarthy is picking up steam.
This is absurd.
As a top three pick, I mean, crazy. I mean, it's going to be a chaotic NFL draft. Are you gonna turn off your Twitter and just watch the draft? And,
oh yeah, yeah. I don't do the whole.
No, before,
not with the NFL draft. Yeah.
Gotcha. And you're shadow banned anyway on Twitter.
It doesn't matter. I can still search and do it. You can still find me. You just got
okay.
JasonM929. I don't. Is that still true?
Yeah,
is
you're
that,
shadow banned.
Doesn't mean I can't be on Twitter, bro.
But what's your grievance here? What's your?
Don't understand. Again, I had come out of it. I'm back now.
And also, what is Elon's the latest with your case? Have your attorneys withdrawn?
No, not yet.
Okay. So there's.
But it's being worked on behind the scenes.
Okay, gotcha. Yep. You feel good about it?
I do.
All right.
I think I'm going to beat the case.
Brad, are you, do you have, what is the like contingency John. Plan for when he has to serve his time?
For his, for the penalty for the rolling a stop sign?
Disregard of stop
disregard
sign and
for
all
human
traffic
life.
Laws.
Disregard for human life is what I would say.
Well, I've got my roster of contingency here. Let me see.
Sparky Pfeiffer.
He's already doing a show.
Sparky Pfeiffer's going to fill
Bennett
in.
Bennett said his contract stipulation is he can do multiple shows. You know, you got Darby, you got Sparky, you got, you know, other Odyssey hosts.
Bennett's going to fill in?
You've got
get Bennett.
Norton Hurd, you know?
Oh, Norton Hurd is a good one.
We could have Norton Hurd.
He is a rising star.
He's going to have to choose
industry.
He's going to have to choose his career, though. He's going to be a basketball, you know, savant, or does he want to do
some
media?
I don't know if he's
Gabe Kuhn's brother in Chicago is on the list. You
okay,
know?
Gabe Kuhn's brother. All right.
We'll have the two of them on the radio station, you know?
Yeah. All right.
So I'm just throwing out options.
Yeah. So just want to make sure we're prepared.
Always prepared for everything, as you both, I'm sure, are aware.
I think you just sort of you agree to the plea deal, you do the 30, and you get out. I think that's sort of the way I would advise
I think
you.
He's going to get out of this based on the counsel that it seems like you're receiving at this point.
Well, I think he needs to atone for what he did, and I think he needs to serve his social, you know, his debt.
Penance,
his
penalty?
His social debt.
We'll see.
29 days.
We'll see what the man decides.
You know what I would say? And I'm not joking when I say this. You should let everybody roll stop signs in Memphis that it means cleaning up crime in our city, for God's sakes. And I don't mean to go on to the soapbox region of the program here, but we got lots more than Jason barely nudging through a stop sign, if you're following.
Well, that was part of my issue.
But before it happened, unfortunately.
I know they know that in terms of law enforcement.
One might think so.
After the weekend we just had.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. All right. There you have it. We'll come back. Jason and John, how do you turn off ESPN?
Unsportsmanlike. Jeff Calkins. Jason and John.
I'm like a huge Jason and John fan. Love the Grizzlies.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Jeffrey gets after it.
The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Gabe is a trip, bro. My guy knows football.
Memphis' sports station.
I mean, we love just turning it on and getting the Tigers or Grizz stuff.
92.9 FM. ESPN. Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM. ESPN. An Odyssey sports station.
It's time to get to Gossett Volkswagen Germantown, where we're celebrating the 75th anniversary sales event. And it's time you got your new V-dub on. Get ready to take your pick of 2024 Taos S, or 2024 Tiguan S, or 2024 Jetta Sport. Your choice, $279.99 a month. Pick the right Volkswagen for you at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown. Plus 1.9 for 60 months on all Atlas and Atlas Sports. Or get 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE for $33,988. So get it done and be ready to ride at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown. 7420 Winchester Road, online, GossettVWG.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36 monthly, 7,500 miles per year. Taos RM 05-1756, MSRP 26063, Tiguan RM 103-910, MSRP 31363, Jetta RM 04-8802, MSRP 25506, Cross Sport RC 236449, MSRP 38981. Includes $3,000 rebate, cannot be combined with special APR, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, final license, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Well, here we go. The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. How about that? $150 to bet throughout the NBA playoffs. All you have to do is, if you're a new user, place a $5 bet, and you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use throughout the NBA playoffs. Bet on whatever you like. Over, under, teams, three-pointers made, first basket score, whatever. Got $150 to do it. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code. That's C-A-L-K-I-N-S. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus. Bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
We're here with David Cooper, Vice President of Genesis Diamonds. David, we're familiar with iconic brands. Are there designers for engagement rings?
Absolutely. Like every other industry, there are 10 renowned bridal designers who have been leading the industry for years. They are trusted, respected, and exclusive. Every jewelry store wishes to have them.
So what makes these designer engagement rings so desirable?
These designers drive a surge of customers to the store, making it the place to be. They attract shoppers who value quality, sophistication, and the ability to express their individuality through their engagement rings.
Can customers find these engagement rings in other stores?
Absolutely not. Other stores would love to have them, but they didn't make the cut. They have to settle for what they can get, not what they wish to have.
So Genesis has cornered the market.
Certainly. We offer a world-class exclusive selection from $1,900 complete rings to $250,000 celebrity rings. The best bridal designers in the world create these one-of-a-kind rings specifically to showcase your individuality like no other ring.
Genesis Diamonds, Poplar at Perkins Extended.
Attention taxpayers. If you or your business owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, the IRS has green-lighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship through its tax relief initiatives. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. Qualifying and enrolling in this program could stop all collections, settle your tax problem, and may even reduce what you owe by up to 99%. Call the hotline at Tax Help USA to see if you qualify by dialing 800-918-3538.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.